Leading the news this morning, there's been an apparent breakthrough in the Ukraine crisis after marathon talks in Geneva. The United States, Russia, Ukraine and the European Union have agreed to measures to de-escalate the tensions. The deal calls for disarming militia groups and an end to the occupation of government buildings in the east of the country. Bad weather, poor visibility and strong currents have been hampering the search for more survivors from a ferry that capsized off the South Korean coast. More than 270 passengers, mostly schoolchildren, are still missing. The death toll has now climbed to 25. 179 have been rescued. The new Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird, will spend the weekend sorting out his new front bench. The new Premier has pledged to overhaul the rules governing lobbyists and donors in the wake of his predecessor Barry O'Farrell's misleading evidence to a corruption inquiry. There's been another setback in the search for the missing Malaysia Airlines plane. Australian authorities say initial tests have shown an oil slick found in the search area isn't from Flight 370. That search area has now been significantly narrowed. And the Anglican Church is using its Easter message to call for more compassion towards asylum seekers. In his Good Friday message, the Archbishop of Melbourne, Dr. Philip Fryer, says the face of Jesus can be seen in all those on the margins of society, including asylum seekers.